Today's gospel reading is from a piece of the Jesus story called the Farewell Discourse. Several chapters in this part of the Gospel of John. And so I'm going to invite you to, in your imaginations, try to get into that upper room with the disciples where these final words of Jesus, these exhortations, were happening. And we're going to step back, even in today's passage, a few steps to some of the conversation that was happening in the room that night. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Can he hear my racing heart? Thomas wonders. Jesus continues, I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you to myself. You know the place where I am going. Thomas pleads, Jesus, we do not know where you're going. That's precisely the problem. You talk in mysteries and stories time after time. How can we know the way? I am. I am the way. I am truth. I am life. Philip pushes his way into the conversation. Lord, just show us the Father. We'll be satisfied. Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show me the Father? Do you not believe that I am? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own. But the Father who dwells in me does the work. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another encourager to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth. You know the Spirit because the Spirit abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned or friendless. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me love my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Jude edges his way into the conversation. Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us, but not to the whole world? Those who love me will keep my word. And my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you are hearing from me is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Encourager, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sends in my name, that person will teach you all things and will remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace. I am bequeathing to you peace. My peace I'm giving to you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Oh, to be a fly on the wall of this conversation. Jesus with his disciples. Imagine them wide-eyed, wondering, in awe, half of them, aha, half of them, what? But for us, be glad, because the beloved disciple John and his community of friends have written down the story in their best recollection, probably 50 years after it happened. And this is what they recall and remember. A room full of trouble. A room full of disappointment. A room full of distress and discouragement and desperate questions. Fear. Disciples wondering what might happen next in this risk-filled journey that they've taken upon themselves of following this first century vagabond preacher. Is life in AD CE much different than life for us in 2016 CE? Are these not troubled times for people who try to follow Jesus for the good of the world? Maybe you think of your own troubles. Maybe you think of a troubling word or story that you've heard from a friend or family member this week. Or maybe you think about the latest media headlines and you think, trouble, trouble, trouble. Take heart and try to find yourself in today's story through one of the characters. Maybe you enter in through Thomas, the doubter, the questioner. Lord, I don't know where you're going with this. What is the way? Do any of us wonder about the way? Do any of us in these days pray, God, show me the way? And as we live in today's story, Jesus answers us and says, I am. I am way. Way is not this propositional truth or theory. Way is a person, the living, risen Christ amongst us. Maybe you enter the story through Philip. Philip seemed to be a show-up or shut-up kind of guy. Just show us the Father, Jesus, and that will be enough. Show us this perfect, loving Father figure that you go on and on and on about, and we'll be satisfied, and we'll follow you all of our days. Jesus says to Philip, believe. Believe that if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. Do you believe, Philip, that I am? I am in the Father. The Father is in me. Philip, believe. Or maybe you enter today's story through Jude, the other Judas, not Iscariot. Jude's more of a, why me and not the rest of the world kind of guy. Jesus, if I'm going to believe, then everybody else ought to be pushed to believe as well, right? Jesus says, Jude, love me. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about the other. I love you. My Father will make his home in your life. In fact, I will be there too. We will make our home in your life. In fact, we're going to take up such a lifetime of space, dear Jude, that you won't have time to worry about them. We've got it covered. Thinking of Jesus and the royal we singing, we've got the whole world in our hands. So, how do you enter in today? I'll just give you 10 or 15 seconds to try to enter in. Do you enter in through Thomas? Or Philip, or Jude. Or maybe it's the female name for Thomas. Anyone? Thomasina? Tomita? Tanya? Maybe it's through Philomena. Or maybe it's through Judy. Just for 5 or 10 seconds, try to find your place in this Jesus story today. Who are you? If you feel comfortable, tell that person sitting near you who you are so we kind of know who's in the room. Just do it. Who are you in the story? How many Thomases we have in the room, or Tomitas? Okay. How many Philips? How many of you feel like Philip? Okay. How many of you are Judesters? Okay. You've heard me say this ancient quote before, be kind. Everyone you meet is in the midst of a great struggle. And whether you find yourself as Philip or Thomas or Judy in the story today, you probably have some troubles And the good news of the story is that Jesus presents himself as good news for a people in a world full of hurt. Jesus says, you've got struggles, you've got troubles. I am. Believe in me. Love me and make space for your life for me and the Father so that you might love one another. And another great game-changing part of today's story, and even as we journey towards Pentecost Sunday, the promise of today's conversation with Jesus is that Jesus is not enough. And even Jesus and the Father who dwells in Jesus and Jesus dwells in the Father is not enough. Jesus says there will be another advocate. And the Greek word for advocate is parakletos, the one who comes alongside. Jesus says there's going to be another one who comes alongside you. And this time it's not just for 3 years, it's forever. And thus for the past 2,000 years, we Christians talk of not a binitarian God, but we talk of a Trinitarian God. This three-in-one God who lives in community, but also moves amongst us as a community of love and mercy and grace. This powering community comes alongside us as an encourager. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father sends in the name of Jesus, to teach us everything that Jesus taught us and to remind us of everything we're supposed to remember as we try to follow Jesus. And the exclamation point is peace. I leave you peace, a peace that the world can't give, but a peace that the community of God can give. Outpouring out of that relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, pouring into us so that we might pour out for others. The theologian Dale Bruner names Jesus' Holy Spirit as the forever encouraging friend. And since I'm a sucker for acronyms, that instantly just turned into F-E-F for me. Forever encouraging friend. And so I said, move alongside, BFF. We have F-E-F as the people of God. Forever encouraging friends, enlivening in us the life of Jesus, that generous heart of the Father. Day after day, week after week, moment after moment, we are never alone because we have the forever encouraging friend with us, alongside us. That is good news. And as Bruner reflects on the outward journey of this inward presence, he talks about our mission as the new people of God, as an Eastering people. And he says this, through Jesus' Spirit, as F-E-F, as forever encouraging friend, we 21st century readers and hearers of the gospel know our main mission in life. As the latest in a glorious chain of witnesses, we believe Jesus is Lord and love his fellowship of believers and so go out with them in love and service to the people whom the Father so deeply loves in the whole wide world. Isn't that a great journey and mission for us? That it's not just us feeling great because we have the forever encouraging friend abiding with us, coming alongside us, living in us, but we then join in this community of believers in love and service to love and serve the world that our generous Father so dearly loves. You've heard me refer to it in our order of service. Right near the end of our liturgy each Sunday, we read that one-liner that says, the service of the church in the world begins again this week. That's us. That's you. That's me. That's the Thomases, the Phillips, the Judys, the Philomenas, joining together as these, yes, we're a troubled, challenge-filled people. But this forever encouraging friend enlivens us, enlivens the Christ life in us to be peace, joy, love, mercy, grace, ambassadors of forgiveness in the world. And so today on Communion Sunday, we come to the table to be fed, to be filled up, to be those troubled disciples who find consolation at this table from our forever encouraging friend who dwells with us, who abides with us in the bread and in the cup. You hear us talk about bread and cup not only as symbol in this church, but also mystically and because of the community of faith and the presence of Christ. It is the living Christ feeding us, nourishing us, filling us. This isn't just bread. This isn't just cup. This is Christ filling us, coming into our bodies and our souls and our minds, and filling us so that we might be the presence, the living Christ to others. So let us drink. Let us eat of the feast of peace this morning. I'll allow you just 30 seconds to rest, to receive this good news for troubled hearts, and to know that our forever encouraging friend, the Parakletos, the one who comes alongside us today, loves us, fills us, feeds us, and gives us grace for another day and another week.